Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and you are free to talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Jesus, man, here.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. But I did bring in some show prep just to make sure that we had a little to chat about. And I'm so glad Elon Musk is now prepared to accept Bitcoin again for Teslas.
There's a caveat.
Yeah, enough clean energy usage is confirmed. So here, I think it was last week on the show.
I've got a plan for you, Elon. Look at the world's largest polluter and think, will this exist if Bitcoin wins? Just a thought.
Well, who's the world's largest polluter?
That would be the United States military.
It is. That's true. And, you know, that's... we've certainly read that. I think that, you know, in part, I think that it's a good idea if Bitcoin figures out ways to, you know, provide more green energy, this sort of thing. However, I think that it's kind of ridiculous that Elon Musk is the one who has to bring this to us. Somehow, Green Jesus is what he is, I guess. Here we come from Newsweek.
He certainly has a Green Jesus complex, I'll say that much.
Newsweek.com, Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Sunday said that the company will be accepting Bitcoin again if miners move to using enough renewable energy. When there's confirmation of reasonable, about 50%, clean energy usage by miners with positive future trend, Tesla will resume allowing Bitcoin transactions, Musk wrote in a tweet. His remarks came after Magda, oh my God, Wierzga, CEO of Cigna, a financial services company in South Africa, urged the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to probe Musk's Bitcoin tweets to determine if he's engaged in market manipulation. So CEO of Cigna doesn't think this is such a hot idea.
Newsflash. Yes. Yes, he is engaged in market manipulation.
Yeah.
Now, you might not decide that that's what he was trying to do there, but yes.
Yeah. Well, whether or not it matters when it comes to Bitcoin, it's probably not illegal. They just don't have the laws for that. It's okay.
They haven't even figured out what it is.
Yeah.
How are they supposed to figure out if it's illegal when they don't know what it is?
It's okay to mess with the internet money. It's not okay to mess with our money, is what the government says.
So here's my big issue with, okay, well, I will accept it again once you can prove to me that you're using enough renewable energy. Okay, last I checked, it's still illegal to mine in China, and also, mining it in China is the primary source of it.
Yes.
And a significant part of that is, I think it's Sichuan province. It definitely started with an S. Anyway, there was this massive hydroelectric dam, which, renewable energy,
yep,
that is serving a very, very small population.
Mm.
So you have this massive amount of electricity being generated for people who are not using that much, also not allowed to tell you that they're using it at all.
Well, one of the things we speculated was that Musk was working on behalf, perhaps coerced into working on behalf. We don't know. I mean, the inner workings of all of this are very difficult to guess. Now, we could say we could take Elon Musk at his face. Now, Elon Musk tends plays in a league that is beyond me,
mm-hmm,
right? And it's my presumption that this league is probably not entirely above board. I'm just guessing, right? That the elites of the world have all their problems taken care of, so they're much more worried about Control, manipulation, controlling other people's problems, these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not Musk did it of his own accord or whether or not somebody else told him, this is just my speculation, is that this IT CEO, right? I mean, he got his chops in PayPal. It's not like he's never heard of finance,
right,
or digital currency or any of this stuff before.
Right.
Suddenly he finds out earlier this year about Bitcoin. Oh, this is great.
I love it.
And then he's like, oh, dear. It's powered by computers that use electricity, and it uses a lot of it. Dear. It's not like this is the first time he heard about it. Like, am I so wet behind the ears that I am to believe that Elon Musk just figured out that Bitcoin was energy hungry? And now we went through all the reasons why this doesn't matter last week, and you can go find that at archives.freetalklive.com for free. But let me just rattle some off to you. First off, the power grid produces extra energy that is often used up in Bitcoin mining, and that's just the way it is. Secondly, Bitcoin mining has pushed forward computing power and computing efficiency by, some speculate, as much as a year. Like, we've time traveled forward a year in this particular technology because simply Bitcoin required it.
Mm-hmm. Incentives matter.
Right. If you compare Bitcoin to, say, I don't know, the international banking system, one of them uses a lot more power than the other. It doesn't begin with a B.
and like I mentioned, they cannot blow up the earth like they're doing now by printing money, building million-dollar bombs to drop on $10 tents. And gosh, I wish it was only $1 million. Anyway, they can't burn through this kind of resource if they are forced to actually provide something of value.
Right. So what you're talking about is fiat currency and the fact that it's created out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is really important point. Consider World War II. They told you to buy war bonds, right?
Mm-hmm.
When George Bush was asked what to do during the Iraq War, what did he say? Did he say buy war bonds? No. He said, go shopping.
Yep.
Now, America was full on board with the Iraq War at this time. They're like, we're going to get those baddies. Finally, somebody to invade for real. And they asked George Bush what we should do. He didn't say we should buy war bonds, which is what they definitely, America got to get involved in World War II because you could buy war bonds, you had to ration, you could have a victory garden, you could do a variety of things. George Bush didn't suggest gardens. He suggested you go shopping because
buy some nice pretty jewelry.
Something happened to our monetary system. Like, that's clear.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. And look, Republican radio isn't going to tell you this stuff. And by the way, Democrat radio isn't going to tell you this stuff either. You got to listen to Free Talk Live to hear this kind of, oh, yeah, this makes perfectly good sense. And it does make perfectly good sense. Something happened to our monetary system. And what that was that our money was no longer backed by gold. Now, in 1946 or whatever, you couldn't go out and exchange your U.S. dollar for gold. Give me some silver for this. Or precious metals, I should say. But international, nations could.
You couldn't. France could.
France could. And then France tried to.
Yeah, France realized, wait a second. By my count, there is more U.S. dollars in my country than there is gold in the world.
That's about right. And so France wanted its gold for the dollars it had, and United States said no. In fact, we're going to change the system so that when somebody else
defaulting. No, we're not defaulting. No, we're not doing that. We're just going to change the rules of the game.
Yes,
we're just going to redefine what defaulting is slightly.
So if you want to know more about that, you can look up the Bretton Woods Accords, signed right here in the beautiful state of New Hampshire. Sadly, our lowest point in history, in my opinion. And you can find out about that. But basically, they exchanged gold for the velocity of money, meaning that as long as people exchange these notes, and by the way, You may not realize this. More than one-third of all the U.S. dollars ever in circulation were printed since January of 2020. Like that recently. One-third of them. I'm going to look it up. I think it's higher. I'm sure it's higher than that. The number, 603-283-6160. That's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live has been brought to you by Bitcoin.com for years. And matter of fact, we were the first mention of Bitcoin in the world. The guy who founded Bitcoin.com, in its current iteration, he heard about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live, got excited about it, and decided to, you know, sort of pay it back in the sense that he sponsors Free Talk Live because he heard about it here, and he knows that other people are hearing about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live. If you're still not familiar with what Bitcoin is, please go to Get Started right there on the front page at Bitcoin.com. If you are a longtime user of cryptocurrencies, sign up for their updates over at news.bitcoin.com. It's news.bitcoin.com. By the way, they have a real news department there, as opposed to so many organizations which just grab headlines and throw them up so that you get a click on their website. Going on here, it looks like we've got Elon Musk here taking credit, or backtracking, I guess, is probably the way to describe it. His accepting of Bitcoin for Teslas and then not accepting them after that. So he just sort of, you know, bounced back and forth. And now this person, I'm not so great with these names, but it's the CEO of some organization called, let me see here, Cigna in South Africa. She, Magda, urged the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to probe Musk's Bitcoin tweets to determine if he's engaged in market manipulation. The Bitcoin volatility we have seen is an unexpected function of what I would call market manipulation by Elon Musk, she said in an interview on The Money Show.
I agree.
If that happens to a listed company, he would be investigated and severely sanctioned by the SEC. But it didn't happen to a listed company. It happened to Bitcoin, and Bitcoin, the laws aren't the same. You know, these big banks are scared of Bitcoin because they control the U.S. dollar.
I do wonder if he had managed to pull this off for, like, a country's currency, would they also be investigating him?
Yeah, I'm curious about that myself. And now it is a country's currency.
I know.
It's El Salvador's legal tender. Musk, an avid supporter of cryptocurrencies. Dogecoin, like a crap coin, often drives the price of Bitcoin up or down with his tweets. However, his remarks on Sunday did little to change its value. The price of Bitcoin rose about 5% to nearly $37,000 about half an hour after Musk's tweet. In February, in a February SEC filing, Tesla announced that it will start accepting Bitcoin for car transactions after it purchased $1.5 billion of Bitcoin. In May, Musk said that Tesla had suspended, so this happened in February, and then in May, suspended vehicle purchases using Bitcoin due to concerns over rapidly increasing use of fossil fuels for Bitcoin mining, which I explained in the last segment. It's absolutely ridiculous for a well-informed businessman like Elon Musk, who is he works in both the IT field and the finance field, to suddenly, my goodness.
Oh, there, you got to burn fossil fuels to get the power for the computers? I had no idea.
Are people burning coal to run my Teslas? Come on, ladies.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know how many people this happened. And I know that selling cars isn't actually Tesla's business, but I went from wanting a Tesla to not wanting a Tesla in that amount of time. And I was signed up to get that Tesla truck. I know lots of people have different ideas on that Tesla truck. I think it looks cool. I like that it's kind of bullet-resistant kind of thing. I think that's neat. And, you know, whatever. You don't like it? Fine. But I was going to get it. And now I'm not.
Well, I would hope that yours did better than one that he showed.
Yeah.
See, it's completely impenetrable.
To be clear, they had a set of, things that the truck had to go through, and it followed all the things that it was set to do. And then again, and he's like, why don't you whip a steel ball at the window? See what happens. Well, the window broke. Something like that happened. Whatever. Obviously, the thing isn't a tank. You want a tank? Buy a tank.
Hey, if they let me drive one, I might.
Well, you can get a Bearcat from Linco.
There is that.
Yeah. Let's see. Due to concerns over Ripley, yes, cryptocurrency is a good idea on many levels. We believe that it is has a promising future, but this cannot come to at a great cost to the environment, Musk said in a statement shared on Twitter. Tesla will not be selling any Bitcoin, and we intend to use it for transactions as soon as mining transitions to more sustainable energy. At the time, the price of Bitcoin decreased by about 5% within minutes of Musk's tweet.
So as soon as this thing that I cannot possibly know definitely happens, then I'll go back.
And as I understand it, we may very well be at the 50% mark anyway.
We may have been the whole time.
But we're treating this as though Elon Musk is saying what he's saying. And I don't believe he's saying what he's saying for a second. I believe, in fact, he's working on behalf of himself in market manipulation or on behalf of other people who either are scared of how Bitcoin is reacting to the market or want to manipulate the market by buying more Bitcoin and buying high and selling low. Excuse me. Buying low and selling high, as one does.
Mm-hmm.
And so they scare all the weak hands. And don't forget, it's not like everybody who sold Bitcoin over the last couple of months sold it willingly. The vast majority of them, there are people, so many of these people that are in the marketplace, I shouldn't say vast majority, I'm not going to say that. There's many people in the marketplace who are speculating with 5% margin. They have 5% of the amount of money they're guessing. So when the price decreases by 5%, all their margins are called. And that means they're out of the game. They have to sell. And they sell at an extreme loss and they lose a bunch of money. Well, screw them. They're playing a game. They're gambling.
Well, don't sell. Don't. Honestly, I can't actually advise anything, but I can tell you what I do. I don't do anything on the margin. It's dangerous. And like, okay, yeah, you might make some money, but you might be forced into a loss like this.
Right. I have never recommended, acting on the margin, and I wouldn't. I know lots of people do. They do in the stock market. They do also. But, you know, it's your house. You can lose it gambling if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's hard to lose it in Las Vegas, and it's hard to lose it on lottery tickets, but it's easy to lose it gambling on the margin. And that's all this stuff is. And if you want to gamble, gamble, gamble. Please. I'm a libertarian. Make all the bad decisions you want. You know where good decisions come from? Experience.
Mm.
You know where experience comes from?
Bad decisions.
Bad decisions. Make bad decisions, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I recommend you make those bad decisions before the age of, say, 16, so that you learn from them. But by all means, if it takes you, you know, if it takes you multiple times, feel free. But remember, people who sold didn't sell because they wanted to. They sold because they had to. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about Bitcoin being legal tender in El Salvador here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel will welcome a new prime minister after a razor-thin vote on Sunday to approve a new government. Naftali Bennett will assume office, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year term as PM. President Biden congratulated Bennett, saying in a statement that his administration is fully committed to working with the new Israeli government to advance security, stability, and peace for Israelis and Palestinians. Biden and Bennett also spoke by phone, where they agreed to consult with each other on regional security issues, including Iran. And as the G7 summit closed on Sunday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations have agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the US would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. This is USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control are investigating several hundred cases of pericarditis in younger people following their second dose of COVID vaccine. More than 200 cases have been confirmed in people under 30, with several hundred more reports being investigated. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb says those cases shouldn't keep people away from getting a shot. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CBS's Face the Nation that it's not clear that the vaccine caused those cases.
I think it's something that the CDC and the FDA should be looking carefully at. I don't think people should be nervous about it right now. I don't think it changes the risk-benefit balance for this vaccine. Right now, these cases are clustered in people 18 to 24, men more than women, about 80% of the cases that we've seen are men. There's been about 12 million people vaccinated between the age of 18 and 24. We've found 275 cases. It's not clear if there's a causal relationship between the vaccine and these cases. If there is, it's probably an inflammatory response from the vaccine. We know the vaccine creates an inflammatory response.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Apparently there's some sort of a power issue at the remote studio, as I have been informed. Although it was not informed by Mark, because he's not allowed to talk to me. Bonnie, you informed me of this, and I presume that you were informed by somebody who was there that the power has gone out. Let me turn your mic on. That would help too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There we go.
Apparently, the power went out at the Amduceus music. FTL studio. And we have two new. I just recruited two new.
Wonderful.
So I'm gonna
wonderful.
Step out.
Well, you know, it's always helpful when you're building a technologically, sound studio to actually have power backups in place. And it doesn't sound like they do there, so I guess
it's the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yeah, that's usually a good plan. You know, spend the $100 or the $150 and get yourself an uninterruptible power supply. You know, it comes
by the sun.
Yeah, it comes in handy from time to time. Welcome, gentlemen. It was you weren't expecting to be on the radio tonight, and
I was just hanging out on the porch.
Yeah, right. We were all just having a chat out there with you. Here in the studio, I'm Ian.
Ridley. Steve, the political prisoner from Connecticut.
Yeah, I think this is your first time behind a microphone in our studio, is
in
it
the
not?
In the studio, yes. I love the RE20.
It's a beautiful. Well, actually, this is the RE27.
27,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. For the people who have the finer details.
Yeah. So welcome. You're here, and you're not visiting anymore. You've moved, Steve, to New Hampshire,
well,
right?
Well, I still have one foot in Connecticut.
Okay.
The People's Republic of Connecticut. I still have one foot there. It's in a steel jaw leg trap.
I was going to say, has the muck of the swamp, like, trapping you?
Boy, jolly there. Ned Lamont, our governor in Connecticut, he really is a tyrant. It's just unbelievable. Mm. I don't even want to talk about it.
No, so we've got one, too. Yes, yeah, Sununu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flu Nunu, as some have called him. Well, the good news is, and I don't want to go off into local politics or anything like that, but the good news is apparently Sununu may be running for Senate, so that means that he will be leaving or vacating the governor's seat, which means that...
Sending him to the swamp?
Yeah. Well, I'd rather have him there than here, but, if he's vacating the governor's seat, that means it's open,
fill the vacuum.
Else.
Who's going to fill the vacuum?
Yeah.
Nobody.
So.
Karen? Nobody.
Well, I would love for nobody to run again, and it's going to be, it's going to be a challenge because it'll be the same year as the Crypto 6 trial, is set to begin, which is next year. Now, we don't know if the Crypto 6 trial is going to be in November or May of next year. It seems to have been set at two different times. It was going to be May, then it was November, now it's going to be May again, so I don't know what.
Well, the news got to me pretty easily that Eugene Debs was running for president from a prison cell. You know, all socialists remember that. I'm no socialist, but even I know that. It was his claim to fame that he ran for president from a prison cell. So if Rich does that or from a jail cell or whatnot, that's going to be a magnifier, not a reducer.
Well, I would hope it would be. For listeners that aren't familiar, our co-host, Nobody, he's currently in a jail cell. He's one of the Crypto 6, of which I am one of those as well. He's the only one who's still in a jail cell, and we don't know when he's going to be getting out. He's appealing his bail restrict or his bail denial. He's appealing that. We don't have a hearing date as far as when the appeal is going to be heard. But he did run in 2020 for governor as a Republican candidate. Now, he's a libertarian, but it's a lot easier to run as a Republican and a Democrat in New Hampshire because to run as a libertarian, you have to get like 13,000 signatures, and that costs, however much money you have to pay people.
But there are libertarians who run on the Democrat Party. New Hampshire.
There aren't as many.
They could get into that.
I would hope that they would. I think what would actually be interesting is if Aria DeMezzo ran as a Democrat for governor, but she hasn't lived here long enough. You have to live here for 7 years to do that. She's another co-host.
Is that party
here
rule? Is that the rules of the party?
It's the rule of the state. To qualify for governor or state senate, you have to have lived here for 7 years.
Oh, see, I'm still in that steel jaw leg trap of Connecticut. It's tough to get out.
But it would be great to see Nobody run again because he did run once already, and running more than once kind of should help with name recognition, right?
He ran for
governor.
Well, he also ran for mayor, didn't he?
He did. That was prior to
he has a track record. Right.
He could run for mayor this year in Keene, and technically, I think I don't know. I don't think the legal residency changes when you're in jail. I think he's still technically a resident here in Keene, so in theory, he could. But the media, the news media, completely ignored him. You and I, Dave, were just discussing on the porch media ignoring the Crypto 6. The media in New Hampshire, that honestly, in my experience, when I was running for governor, because I ran as a Democrat twice in 2 years for governor up here, challenging the incumbent at the time, and I got some media attention out of that. I got, a couple of invitations to... I got one invitation to a debate, which no one was willing to debate me in that particular case. But I did get an invite, and nobody didn't get any... Like, there was almost no coverage of his campaign, which should have been a real smash hit. I mean, all of the puns with Nobody for governor.
Changing your name to Nobody?
Yeah.
The people that I talk to in Connecticut, they're... What?
Yeah,
really?
The headlines, the headlines you can write, the puns you can include in the story. I mean, it's so rich to
literally.
But it's a rich, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, vein to be tapped, if you will, for content, and they just completely ignored it.
There's your Pulitzer Prize winning story.
Yeah.
Just write it.
Well, whether it's going to win you a Pulitzer, certainly is going to get some clicks. I mean, and it's going to get shares. And they just ignored him. So it makes me wonder if he ran a second time, would they... And if he ran a second time in an election where there's no incumbent, because that was the thing that was working against him, and there was another woman in the election, in the primary election for the Republicans named Karen Testerman.
Karen Testerman.
She also was pretty much ignored, almost as badly as Nobody. So they pretty much sidelined the two of them, completely ignored them. And I understand why, right? From their perspective, Sununu's a shoe-in.
Yeah, he's a
shoe-in. He's going to win, so why even bother talking about the competition?
But it's good to put up a little competition.
And so if he's not running again, then everybody's...
He's running for Senate, so he will drop off the governor's ticket.
Correct. So then anybody who runs is sort of on an equal footing in theory, although they certainly will give more attention to sort of the political class than they will an outsider.
Who would be his vacuum to fill? If Sununu drops, who's going to fill that from the Republican Party?
Who's the anointed one?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't pay enough attention to the political class.
I mean, theoretically, who would that be? I don't know.
I wouldn't speak their name if I knew.
Oh. Right. Yeah, some a-hole, probably. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like Attorney General.
I don't pay attention to the political class, so I don't know who all the people would be who are vying for it, but I think it would be interesting to see another nobody.
They get enough name recognition as it is.
Plus, in 2022, you're not dealing with a presidential election distracting from anything.
And I think that's going to be a big national distraction, 22.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the word is that Trump is going to run...
Are you talking about 24?
No, 22. Trump...
Trump's going to run for Senate or
Trump
something?
Is going to run for Speaker, like not Speaker of the House, but the House of Representatives, and then get elected to Speaker of the House. Hmm. That's the rumor. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I don't like him, but I like,
things have happened.
I like
they elected him to president.
Innovation, even if I don't like him.
So, you know, here we are. It's an unexpected show from the studio. I don't know if it's going to continue. I don't know.
Let's keep it going. It's
you know, we can. I don't know how much time you guys have.
I don't have to be anywhere until Wednesday morning.
Okay, cool. So we're here with Dave Ridley, Steve from Connecticut, in the studio. And Dave, you're freshly out of character, out of costume. You had walked across New Hampshire's southern tier for a period of 24 days, and you were sort of imitating the Salt March by Gandhi. Back in
he's even
it,
lost the
30s?
Accent. He's lost the accent.
Was it the 30s when Gandhi was doing that march?
1930.
So almost 100 years ago, 90-something or change years ago. We're going to continue here. If you want to jump into the conversation, you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And whether or not the other show will come back, we'll figure that out. Like, literally, Bonnie just grabbed us from outside and said,
pinch hitting.
Yeah, we're going to have dead air. You got to get in here. So
this is great.
That's what we do. We've saved the remote studio on more than one occasion at this point. All right, we're on the way. It's the Sunday edition. We're here live, and this is Free Talk Live, and you can join us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Live Sunday episode here of Free Talk Live. We got an unexpected crew here, and you know it's just fun when things kind of fall together like this.
Great. I mean, to be like, this is my dream to be here without actually being in New Hampshire.
Wow,
this is great.
But you are in New Hampshire.
I am. Not at least full time, but
yeah,
eventually.
You look like you're in New Hampshire.
I'm going to have my own chair. I'm going to bring my own microphone.
And you're no stranger, by the way. Steve is here from Connecticut, longtime caller here on Free Talk Live. You're no stranger to audio. You do audio for a living, right?
I do sound engineering, broadcast work. So, nice. You know, being behind the RE27 is great.
I can use that big radio voice.
Yeah, it helps having a processor,
too. But I just keep it folky great, and I'm just, you know, having a good time with, you know.
But we didn't, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, or the audience, but Steve was just telling me, apparently he's got like a... He's got a show that airs in Connecticut, sort of like a little mini show where he like produces it, and like he takes it to the local governor and then adds laugh tracks.
Yeah,
and apparently they're running it frequently in Connecticut.
The 50,000 watt flamethrower plays it in Hartford.
WTIC. So we just need you to come here and do this for New Hampshire.
Right.
News Talk 1080. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we're here, and from what I understand, the remote crew may be able to return to the airwaves here. That may be at the top of the hour. But in the meantime, we can talk about something. Let's talk about some news.
Oh, is this just a conversation between us?
I like that. I like
is anyone else listening?
Us. There are people listening, for sure. We actually just went live on the video services, so now they can actually
tweet
see
it
you.
Out.
But NBC New York reporting on the very first New York City concert for vaccinated fans only.
Oh, is this the concert of all time?
Madison Square Garden.
Oh.
The announcement of the June 20th show at MSG comes a day after Mayor Bill de Blasio set August 21st as the date for a mega concert in Central Park to celebrate the city's recovery from the pandemic.
Iconic rock band Foo Fighters will reopen Madison Square Garden on June 20th for the first concert at the famed venue in more than 15 months. The 100% capacity night of entertainment will be exclusively open to fully vaccinated fans, says the music group and the arena. So you've got two different classes of people now. You've got the vaccinated and the unvaccinated.
What if you identify as vaccinated?
That's a great question.
Can you go?
Well, now, that's also a good question. How are they going to enforce this? We know that over the last few months, New York came out with their own vaccine passport program. I don't know if you heard about this.
Time to buy a flip phone.
then you're not getting in, I don't think. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to use that at this particular show. I haven't dug too deeply into this story. But they, you know, they were the first state. Now, I don't know if they're the only state so far to roll this out, but there's certainly a lot of talk about these things. Some places are prohibiting vaccine passports, from what I understand.
Florida.
Was it Florida? That's what I thought I heard. So you've got the whole range of responses here. On one hand, you've got vaccine passport New York. You've got Florida, which is saying vaccine passports will be prohibited. And in between, you've got a bunch of corporations, which, of course, tend to lean towards the government in what they do because, well, corporations are created by the government. I'm not saying business.
They're on the welfare state.
I'm not saying business is created by government, but businesses ask the government for corporate status. And then when they do that, they basically say, we'll do whatever you say.
Right. Just keep sending us the money. Keep printing the money, dropping it from Chinooks.
Yeah. And so a lot of corporations are telling their employees they have to get vaccinated. And so there's this whole division between people. And I forget if it was, I think it was a Captain Kickass who pointed out, well, what if you already got COVID and you survived COVID? Then what's the point of getting a vaccine?
I think that's what Rand Paul is saying. Because I think he had COVID, but he's not getting the vaccination.
Well, isn't it, are you even supposed to get a vaccination after you've actually had the thing?
I think if you want to win the lottery or get a free, you know, beer or whatever from your governor, you might want to do that.
The Father's Day show will mark their first concert in more than 460 days. Tickets go on sale at Ticketmaster, which we'd done a story about them last year, how they were implementing vaccine mandates and passports and things like that.
No thanks.
Foo Fighters headlined a sold-out. Who cares when they did that? most recently, the band sold out some nights in 2018. They're getting into history here. Let's see. What else? The Garden is ready to rock, said James Dolan, executive chairman of the Madison Square Garden. And the wait has been equally long for the Foo Fighters. The announcement comes a day after Mayor Bill de Blasio set August 21st as the date for a mega concert in Central Park.
Wait, is that
the governor
Warren
deciding when concerts are going to be?
No, I think it's Warren Wilhelm Jr.
Who's that?
It's the mayor of New York. Bill de Blasio? His real name is Warren.
Is that right?
Yeah, Warren Wilhelm Jr. Because you're saying Bill de Blasio, like, that's Warren Wilhelm Jr.
Kaiser Wilhelm.
Now, in the case of the New York City concert, now this is in the Madison Square Garden.
That's the Central Park.
The Central Park one.
The concert for the ages.
They have no lineup yet, but they want a 3-hour long show with 60,000 fans, 8 iconic musicians performing. There will be areas for vaccinated and non-vaccinated sections. Is anyone else disturbed by this?
You couldn't pay me enough to go into New York City now.
Me either.
I used to work there,
and
it was. I remember when I first got into broadcast television, a producer, a friend of mine said, we're going to be going to New York City to work. And I thought, this was 1989. I just got out of college.
Like, big time.
Oh, my God, I'm working in New York City?
Yep.
It doesn't get bigger than that,
right?
It was like, if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. But now, like, I get a call, like, hey, we need you in New York City. Like, let me check my calendar. Oh, I'm booked.
Nope,
sorry.
Can't do it. Yeah, it bummed me out a little bit this year because I never really was a huge fan of. I'm not a huge fan of cities in general. It's like you can trade one for another as far as I'm concerned. But once a year, we would go to the Talkers magazine. They had a convention in New York City, in Manhattan. And Mark and I had gone every year since 2005. We went to this thing before we even moved to New Hampshire. There's one year we flew up, and now we can drive there, which is nice. But I can't go this year, number one, because I've got a tether on my ankle, and I'm not allowed to leave the house without permission. And it was too close to me getting out of jail. There's no way I would have been able to get get permission. It was happening. Actually, it happened this past Friday. And but when I actually read about the convention this year, I'm like, well, I wouldn't have wanted to go anyway because there was going to be, you know, mandatory masks, mandatory social distancing,
stick a thing up your nose.
It was happening actually at a college. So the college, I'm sure, was mandating all of this stuff. And so it's just like I wouldn't have gone, and then that would have bummed me out, you know, if I'd actually had to make the choice not to go. In this case, I didn't.
But if you were receiving an award, would you go?
I would not go and put a mask on. No,
right.
I wouldn't do it, and it would make me feel bad because I really like Talkers Magazine. I like the guys over there. They named us number 25, by the way, again this year, 2 years in a row on the Talkers Heavy 100, the 100 quote unquote most important talk show hosts in the United States. We're number 25, so you know, I really appreciate
plenty of room
them.
To get to number one.
Has Talkers Magazine covered the arrest of the Crypto Six here?
They mentioned
in the studio.
I've gone through most all my emails at this point, and I get Talkers. They give a daily update during the week. So they did talk about how I was in jail, but I don't think they got into any details about the raid itself.
Good. All right. Well, I finally added into my email list to send them news releases about this stuff.
Yeah, they're super cool. I mean, I really like the guys over at Talkers, but I don't see the point of going to a convention if I can't actually shake somebody's hand, if I can't actually, you know, look at their face and have a conversation with another.
You have
to
have a little bubble, like,
yeah.
Go near me.
That's not a convention to me.
I think Michael Harrison, he's the
publisher.
So he's also on WTIC 1080 in Hartford.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's got a show. He's got a weekend show.
Well, yeah, he does it like a best of, but he also fills in during the week. He's great.
Yeah, he's
Talkers
fantastic.
Magazine is awesome.
Yep, absolutely. So it bums me out, you know, because they always hold that thing in New York, and it's like,
right.
Well, until all
virtual,
these rules.
Virtual.
Well, it's going to be in real life this time,
right.
But, you know, with all these restrictions. So not interested. Just not interesting to me at all. The only time I put a mask on in the last year was this one bank.
I thought you had to go on a plane.
Oh, yeah, there was one. That was the other time.
You had to put a mask on and go into a bank.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
yeah, so much for all that.
So you leave your firearm at the door. And
avoiding anonymity stuff.
Yeah. Put your mask on.
Ridiculous.
Well, I do have some accidental show prep.
What's that?
I accidentally brought with me. Wasn't planning to be on a show. But have you guys already covered the arrest of Press NH now?
Oh, I heard about this arrest. I watched the video of the arrest, but I don't think it has been covered on the air. Press NH Now is one of the First Amendment auditors. He goes around with a video camera, records the police, goes into government buildings, records his interactions with them, things like that. If we get a chance, we will continue that. There's also the chance that our other hosts will be coming back, so we'll have a mix of a show here tonight. I don't even know what they were talking about before they unceremoniously left the air. So
it was fun. It's great to be
here. We don't know what's going to happen in hour number two, which is on the way. I'd tease you about it, but I don't know what it's going to be. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.